start by just doing the introduction on saying what were the reasons for us to do this study. There's high maternal mortality rate and severe morbidity worldwide, so we decided to do this study so that we can find ways of reducing maternal mortality rate, especially in South Africa. And you can actually see this is supported by the maternal mortality ratio of 175 to 200 deaths per 100,000 live births in South Africa, which is actually high if we compare with the neighboring countries like Botswana, which is 100 deaths per 100,000 live births. And then we thought, how can we reduce this maternal mortality rate? Then we used the women's perceptions so that we can use their views and try to find ways of improving the quality of care so that maybe they will maximize their utilization of maternal health services. So this study was done in three sites, and these three sites were purposely selected to represent the different geographical settings and the different HIV preferences and also different socioeconomic status. And these three sites were in South Africa, and the first one, area near Cape Town and is in the Western Cape province. And then we have this site, Umlazi, is in the KwaZulu-Natal province and it's an informal settlement area. And then we have this Rietvlei, is in the Eastern Cape province and it's a rural area. So these were the three sites which were used for the study. The research problem was that there is poor utilization of maternal health services. So we decided to look at these factors and see how they are associated with the utilization of maternal health services so that we can find ways of maximizing the utilization of them. So we looked at the perceptions of women with the quality of services they receive in maternal care. So maternal care, it was including antenatal care, delivery care, and postpartum care. So the perceptions were actually taken from those three categories of maternal care. And then we looked at the accessibility. So this was one of the other factors which we looked into, how it affects the utilization, or how is it associated with utilization of maternal health services. And then we looked onto knowledge of maternal danger signs. We looked at how the knowledge of women affects the utilization of maternal health services. And then we looked at this HIV/AIDS. We want to see how it is associated with women's utilization of services. And we also looked at the satisfaction with the services. It was also one of the factors which we looked into and see how it is associated with utilization of maternal health services. Our main objective was to find factors that impact the utilization of maternal services or maternal care. And our main objective was to find predictors of utilization of maternal health services and also to assess and compare the quality of maternal care from the women's perspectives and also to compare the differences in the utilization of maternal services in the given three sites and also to compare how women utilize maternal health services if they are HIV positive or negative. So our methodology was, this was a secondary analysis from the big study, a good start study, which was initiated from the National Cohort Study for Prevention of Mother-to-Child Transmission of HIV program. So we didn't do any sampling for this study, but it was just a secondary analysis using the previous data from the PMTCT study. And the study was, the PMTC study had 800 participants, but for this study we only took 178 quantitative results to do the analysis. And this, the sample size for each site was 60, and 20 were HIV positive, 20 were HIV negative, and then 20 were HIV unknown status. So we had 60 per site, so it was a sample size of 180. And it was a cross-sectional study. The data was collected using same structured interviews, and the field workers were collecting data at their mother's homes. And with this, the interviews were done with the mothers who have delivered babies within 9 and 12 months of delivery. And then the questionnaire was, most of the items in the questionnaire were adopted from the WHO Needs Assessment Tool. And some of them, the demographics ones, were adapted from the PMTCT study. Now this slide, I'm going to talk about how the scores were developed, which we want to see how good are they to predict the utilization of maternal health services. And I'm going to discuss on how the data was analyzed. So we actually developed scores, 6 scores, and the outcome score was the utilization. And then we developed a perception of quality score and knowledge of maternal danger sign score and socioeconomic status score. And we also developed the satisfaction with maternal services scores and barriers to service scores. So we had all in all 6 scores, but the other ones were the predictors and utilization was the outcome score. And these scores were developed by using the ideas from an expert in public health. So we didn't use statistical methods to develop these scores. And to test the differences, we actually used cross-covalence tests. And to see the association of these scores, we did a Spearman correlation analysis. And then to see how each of these scores contribute to utilization, we did simple linear regression analysis for each of them. And then finally we did the multiple regression analysis to see how all these factors contribute to utilization of maternal health services. So this slide is just showing how we developed one of the scores, the outcome variable scores. So we had these items. These items were the ones which were available in the questionnaire which I used. Otherwise, maybe there are some items which must be included, but it was just a limitation because we used a questionnaire from another study. So we have variables like if a woman attended all antenatal care during pregnancy, it was given a score. And if the delivery was at a health center, it was also given a score. And if the first antenatal care visit was within 0 to 4 months, it was given a score. And if the first infant follow-up visit was within 0 to 6 weeks, was given a score. And if the mother is using family planning, it was given a score. So this is the outcome variable, and this is how we developed the score. Okay, so the slide which are coming, I'm going to show some of the results. So the first one is just showing the social demographics of the three sites. From this graph, we can see that it faces like more deprived sites. There are very few women with piped water inside their house, and there are very few with flushed toilets, electricity in their households, and there are very few women with one member in the household which is employed. So this site, a rural one, is more deprived compared to the other site, and POW looks like it's better compared to the other three sites. So these are just the social demographics of the three sites. Here I'm just going to give the descriptive statistics for the scores which were developed. So the social economic status score, the minimum score was 1 and the maximum 25. And then we have utilization, minimum score was 1 and then maximum 6. Then we have barriers, it was from 0 to 8. And then perceptions of quality from 1 to 25. And then satisfaction with services from 0 to 6. And then knowledge of danger signs was from 10 to 122. So the items which were used to develop these scores were different depending with the score. So some are more, some are less. Then to test the association of the score, we did the Spearman correlation, and these are the results. The ones in yellow are the ones which are significantly correlated. So social score and the quality was significantly correlated, although the correlation coefficient is not very strong. And then we have this satisfaction and quality is actually fairly correlated. It's almost 0.5. The error variant is also significant. And then we have social score and satisfaction. It was significant, but it was negatively correlated, but it's not very high, the error value. Okay, so now we did the simple linear regression analysis to see which one contributes more to the utilization. Then we can see that perceived quality score is the strongest predictor of utilization of marginal services. This can be shown by the R square, which is 21%. And all of them, the scores were significant except the satisfaction with marginal services. This one is just showing the distribution of utilization score by site. So it looks like in Midplay, the utilization is very low, and then followed by Mlazi. So the utilization was higher in POW. So this is how the utilization score was distributed by site. So there's more utilization in POW, which is a commercial area, compared to Midplay, which is a rural area. This slide is just showing the comparisons using the median scores for the three sites. So we can see that socioeconomic status was also very low in Midplay, and it was fairly high in Umlazi, which is an informal settlement, a peri-urban area. And then utilization, as shown on the previous slide, is very low in Midplay again. And then the barriers were high in Midplay, but they are not very high. Since all these sites are more like disadvantaged, I think the barriers are almost the same, although it's slightly higher in Midplay. And then the knowledge of marginal danger signs were higher in Umlazi, followed by Midplay. So it shows like women in Umlazi, they know much more of the marginal danger signs compared to the other sites. But in generally, all the women, they didn't have like the spontaneous knowledge of the marginal danger signs according to the questions they were asked, although it's fairly high in Umlazi. And the other test which was done was to see whether the HIV status of the mother affects the utilization or determine the utilization of marginal services. From the study results, it shows that those who are HIV positive or HIV negative, their way of utilizing the marginal services was not significantly different, which is a bit worrying, because those who are HIV positive, they are more exposed to complications than those who are negative. Although everyone is expected to utilize the services, but at least the HIV positive were supposed to be attending most of the services compared to the negative one. My conclusion is that we find that from our results that perceptions of quality of services actually is the strongest predictor of utilization of marginal services. So I think if the quality of services improves, in turn the utilization will also maximize. So I think it's best if we can improve the quality of services so that women will utilize the services and maybe maternal mortality will be reduced. Actually, we find that clients, the women, they are more informed than what we think. They know the quality they expect. And also, the other point is the development of score variable using the WHO Safe Motherhood Needs Assessment tool might be applicable to other developing countries to assess the quality of maternal health services. And also, we find that the factors which are contributing to poor utilization of services are causing serious stress to women in rich play and to mulas especially, because most of them they had problems of transport to get to the services, and some of them they were treated badly by the health providers. So these were some of the factors which are causing some serious stress to their health. Thank you.